So good morning. So we'll sit down on the mat, close our eyes for a moment. And this practice always begins with a deep breath. So take a nice deep breath in, a nice deep breath out. And even with that very first breath, you begin to feel your mood shift a little bit. And begin to feel more present, more grounded. Let our head drop down now and roll from side to side. And then we come back to center. Bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body. Peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity of mind, body, and spirit. Now with an inhale, we'll circle our arms up into the sky above us, and then exhale, let your arms drift slowly back down. If you'd like, you can close your eyes. Feel how your movement coordinates with your breath. Now one more time, our arms circle up into the sky. And now as we exhale, let's fold forward. Lay your hands down on your mat, step your feet back. Let's come to downward facing dog. Give yourself a nice push away from your hands. Press your heels up and down. Now we'll walk our hands back to our feet. Folding in a forward bend, feel how your body feels here and adjust the pose so that it fits you perfectly. Let the poses meet you where you are. Now our hands walk forward again until we find our way back to downward facing dog. And then we'll set our knees on the mat. Move your hands back now so they're right under your shoulders. Cat and cow. Inhale, lifting the head and the tail. Exhale, reaching your back to the sky. And then moving to the pace of your own breath. Come to your next exhale. Slip right through your cat pose, hips down onto heels, walking your hands forward, settling in a moment to child's pose. If there's any time you'd like to stop and take a rest today, remember that child's pose is a great place to do that, and it's always available for you to come back to. Now again, we curl toes into the floor, lift hips to the sky. Let's step again into downward facing dog. And we'll step our right foot forward. Lay your left knee down on the mat. Inhale, reaching up, kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come back to the mat. Now we step the right foot back. Now with an inhale, bring your shoulders above your wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale and lower down. With the inhale, we roll the shoulders back, reaching our heart forward, cobra. And then hips again back into heels, child's pose. And toes dig into the floor. We step into downward facing dog. Now step your left foot forward. The right knee comes down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And hands come back to the mat. We step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. With the inhale, we rise into cobra. And then hips again to heels, back to child's pose. Now, once again, we curl our toes into the floor and step into downward facing dog. This time, walk your feet up to meet your hands. And then take a nice big inhale all the way up. And we bring hands to the heart. Let your hands drop down to your sides. Bring your shoulders up towards your ears. Roll them around to the back and down. Go round and round and let your shoulders loosen up a little. And then we let the shoulders drop down. Step to the very front of your mat. Let's flow through the sun salutation. Inhale, arms reach. And then the hips slip down and back, chair pose. Now come all the way up again. If you want to, you can lean back a little bit here. And then we'll dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And then bring your hands to the mat as you step your right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms up to the sky. And exhale, hands back to the mat. Left foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up into the sky now. And then step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And hands come back onto the mat and left foot steps forward. Inhale, up and into the sky. Sink down, chair pose. And then reaching up again, maybe leaning back again. And we'll dive down. Inhale, come up halfway. Now set your hands on the mat, reach your left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Circling arms into the air. And then hands back onto the mat. Right foot steps back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And then exhale, back to downward facing dog. Lift your left leg up into the sky. And then step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And we touch our hands back on the mat. Step the right foot up to the front. Inhale, all the way up. And sinking into chair pose. And then right up to the sky. Again, if you want to, you can lean back. And we'll dive down. Inhale and come up halfway. And then lay your hands on the mat. Walk your feet back. Let's step into downward facing dog. As you come to downward facing dog, take a deep breath. So now that we've loosened up a little, let's begin our standing flows. Start by taking your right leg up into the sky. Now step the right foot forward, lay your back foot flat down on the ground, reaching up warrior one. Now let's add a little flow with the breath. Exhale, hands come down, right leg straightens. Inhale, right knee bends, arms reach up. And so with your breath, flow like that. And then the next time the arms come up and the knee bends, stay right in this powerful warrior one. Now bring hands to your heart, straighten the right leg again. This time we pour into pyramid pose. So if you'd like to, you're welcome to step in a little with the back foot first. Take hands under your hips and then lean forward. And little by little, come into pyramid pose as you adjust to your body. Find where this is just the right amount of stretch for you. Come to the mat. Step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, come all the way up. And then bring hands into your heart. And let's take a deep breath. As we breathe in, we'll spread our arms wide open. And then as we exhale, excuse me, hands back to the heart. Hips sink down, chair pose. Let's rise up. Our prayer reaches up and bursts open. We dive down. And the right hand grabs the left ankle. Reach your left arm to the sky and take a twist to the left. Now bring your twist back around. And then lift up halfway with a nice long straight back after twisting. And then folding forward, the left hand grabs the right ankle. Let's take a twist to the right. Now come back around, lift up halfway again, give your back a stretch. And then we bring hands to the mat. Let's reach the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Arms come up into the sky. And from here, let's take a deep bow. As we lean forward, we let the arms reach down and back behind us, like great wings. And then hands come to the mat and we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And exhale back to downward facing dog. Changing sides now, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot comes flat down, warrior one. And then exhale, hands to the side, straightening the left leg. Inhale, back to warrior one. Moving to the rhythm of your breath. And then coming into warrior one and staying there, feeling the strong feeling of a warrior. Hands to the heart, straighten up the left leg. If you want to, again, a step in with the right foot. Pyramid pose. Tipping forward, we lean over the left leg. Feel in your body where your body says, yes, that's it, right there. Bring hands to the mat, step the right foot forward. Inhale, come all the way up. And bring hands to the heart. And let's take a deep breath, reaching our arms out as we inhale. And back to the heart as we exhale. Hips come down, chair pose. Now we rise up, burst open, dive down. Right hand grabs the left ankle. We take a twist to the left. And coming around, straighten out your back by coming halfway up. And then the left hand grabs the right ankle. Let's twist to the right. And back around again. Take a stretch to your back. And now hands come to the floor. Left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And a great big bow. Now hands come down to the mat. We step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. And reach your right leg up into the sky. Now take an even bigger, wider step forward with the right foot. Back foot's flat again. Now it's warrior two. Arms parallel to the ground. Body facing sideways, but look straight ahead. And then inhale, turn the hands upward, straighten the right leg, reach to the sky. Exhale, back to warrior two. Moving with your breath. And then back to warrior two. Reach forward just a little. Turn your right hand over. Reach it up and back across the sky. Reverse warrior. Left hand drips down the left leg as we come to this nice big side bend. Now let's spin both hands all the way around to the right foot. And then we'll step the left foot forward. Inhale, come all the way up. Hands to the heart. Take a deep breath, reach wide open. And then as we exhale, hands come to the heart, we sink down, chair pose. Now rise up, burst open, dive down. Right hand around the left ankle for a twist to the left. And come back around, lift up halfway, give your back a nice stretch. And then folding forward, it will be left hand around the right ankle so we can twist to the right. Turning your chin toward the right shoulder, bringing the twist into the neck as well. And come back around, lift up halfway. And bring hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Excuse me. And a deep bow. Hands come onto the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, another one's coming, arch up. Exhale back, downward facing dog. Left leg up to the sky. Another big wide step forward with the left foot, back foot lays flat, warrior two. I think maybe the sneeze went away. Now with your breath, inhale, straighten the leg, reach up, and exhale back to warrior two. Feel a oneness with your breath. And then come back to warrior two. Little reach forward. Left hand turns over and then up and across the sky, reverse warrior. Reach into the left side of your body. And let's spin both hands around to the left foot and hop the right foot forward. Inhale, come all the way up. Hands to the heart. And we take a deep breath in, reaching out wide. Exhale, hands back into the heart, hips sink down, chair pose. Now let's rise up. Burst open, dive down. Right hand takes the left ankle, twist to the left. And then come around, lift up halfway. Nice, long, straight back. And then folding forward, left hand around the right ankle, twisting to the right. Back around again, coming halfway up. And then place hands on the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And again, a deep bow. Now hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa, inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Reach your right leg up to the sky. Step or help your right foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands to the side, straighten up the right leg. Inhale, back to the lunge with your breath. Next inhale, right into the lunge. And then hands behind the back. Fingers connect together and we push the hands and shoulders back. And that allows us to spread our heart wide open. And see if your heart can reach toward the sky. And then release the hands, let them touch above you, and then come all the way to the mat. And we step the left foot forward. Inhale all the way up. Hands come to the heart, and we take a deep breath, reaching out wide. And as hands come back to the heart, we sink down chair pose. Rising up, bursting open, we dive down. Right hand around the left ankle, we twist to the left. And come back around. Inhale, halfway up. And then folding forward, the right, left hand on the right ankle, a twist to the right. And then back around again. Let's come up halfway. And then hands come to the mat. We step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And a deep bow. And take your hands to the mat. Step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up and take the exhale back to downward facing dog and then left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward, lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, straightening the leg, hands come down. Inhale, back into the lunge. Now returning to the lunge, hands reach behind the back, fingers linked together. Again, spread your heart wide open. And then release your hands to the sky, and then down to the mat, and the right foot steps forward. Inhale all the way up, and hands come to the heart. And we take a deep breath, reaching out wide. And then hands to the heart, chair pose. Now rise up, bursting open, we dive down. And the right hand grabs the left ankle, we twist to the left. And come around, stretch your back out, halfway lift. And then folding forward, we take the left hand on the right ankle. And coming back around, stretch your back. Hands to the mat, step your left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And then reach behind your back. Oh no, sorry, deep bow, we did that one. And then hands come to the mat, we step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And with the exhale, back to downward facing dog. One more time, each side, right foot to the sky. Step your right foot forward, then walk your way around to the long side of your mat. Hands come under the thighs. We'll lift up to stand. Point your toes to the corners of your mat. Inhale, reaching up. Exhale, bend the knees, arms parallel to the floor, sinking down. And then inhale, straightening up. and flowing with your breath. And then sinking down, staying here a moment. And then bring hands into your heart. Straighten the legs, point your feet to the long side of the mat, and we'll take a back bend. Make fists at your low back. Feet securely rooted as we roll the shoulders back and reach the heart toward the sky, just to where it feels good for you. Come carefully up, shift your hands around your hips, pour the back bend down into a forward bend. You can hang, you can sway, whatever feels comfortable for you. And then walk your hands around to the front of your mat, point your feet forward, and step the left foot up to the front. Inhale all the way up. Hands to the heart. Take a deep breath. Reach wide with a big inhale. And back to your heart with the exhale as the hips come down, chair pose. Now rising up, we burst open and dive down. Right hand catches the left ankle as we twist to the left. Back around, halfway up to stretch your back. Left hand on the right ankle, twisting to the right. And then coming around again, halfway up. And let's touch our hands to the mat, step the right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. And we take a deep bow. Hands come onto the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. And now our last flow, left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, walk around to the long side of your mat. Hands to the thighs as we come up to stand. Point your toes to the corners of your mat. Inhale, arms overhead. Exhale, parallel to the floor with the arms, the knees bend, the hips come down. And we flow with the breath. Now arms wide open, sinking down. I'm going to grab a tissue. Now straighten up the legs, bring your hands to the heart, and turn your feet around to the long side of the mat. And let's return to the back bend. Feet rooted, hands at the low back, the feet pushed down as the heart rises up. It's always up, up and away, not compressing the low back, but really extending out of it. Now come back up, slide your hands around your hips, pouring the back bend into a forward bend. Again, hang, sway, whatever you like. And then walk your hands around to the front of the mat, point your feet forward, and step the right foot up to meet the left. Inhale, all the way up. Hands come to the heart, and we take a deep breath, reaching wide open. And then hands come back to the heart, and we sink down, last chair pose. And rising up, bursting open, we dive down. Right hand around the left ankle, let's twist to the left. come back around, a nice stretch for the back. And take the left hand around the right ankle. We twist to the right. And then coming around, a halfway lift. And our hands come to the mat, the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then we take a final bow. Bring your hands onto the mat. Step the right foot back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. And now we'll lay our knees to the mat, slide our hips into our heels, and return to child's pose. Lay yourself down and take a deep breath. Looking to the front of the mat, press your hands down, tuck your toes under your feet, and slowly lift yourself back into downward facing dog. And then we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, we rise up, and then we bring hands to the heart. So let's explore a little balancing now. We'll step first onto the right foot, and we start today with tree pose. So step onto your right foot, take your left foot to the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Feel free to stop and start again, to use a wall to support you. Let it be your own interpretation of it. Hands might be at the heart, they might branch out from there. Now folding hands into the heart, point your left knee straight ahead. Take a deep breath, reach your arms open wide. And let's take eagle pose. Wind your left leg around your right and then cross your right arm over your left. You can either hug your shoulders or you can wrap your arms together. And then unwinding the eagle, we come back onto 2 feet. For a moment, just move your body a little, see what it would like. And now step onto your left foot. Let's again find tree pose. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands fold into the heart. We point the right knee straight ahead. And then arms reach wide open. Eagle pose. Wrap the right leg around the left. Cross the left arm over the right. Interpret it in your own way. And let it unravel as you come back to 2 feet. And again, move your body a little. Nice big inhale. Let's reach into the sky. As we exhale, we fold forward. We'll lay our hands on the mat, walk our feet back. And once again, our knees come down. We slide hips into heels. And we return to child's pose. Take a deep breath. And then walk your hands way over to the right. And the hands come back to the center. And then we walk them way over to the left. And hands come back to the center again. And then we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. And here we'll crisscross our ankles, slip right over the tops of our feet, and we come to sit on the mat. Grab behind your thighs and roll back as far as your shoulders, and then roll back up. Take a few rolls back and forth. And then one of the times you roll forward, see if you can stop yourself without your feet touching. And let's explore boat pose. Roll the shoulders back and lift the heart nice and high. Space under the chin. If this feels good, you can explore straightening the legs. You can explore releasing the hands. But if at any point your back rounds, grab onto your legs and really let your heart rise up into this boat pose. Now bend your knees, take feet to the floor, hands behind the hips. Lift your hips up nice and high. And then we set the hips softly down, stretching the legs straight out in front of us now for a forward bend. With an inhale, we reach up and lengthen. And with an exhale, let's fold over both legs. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Your hands walk up your legs. Catch the backs of your thighs again, but this time roll all the way down onto your back. And then take hands on your knees and rock yourself side to side a little. And both hands on your right knee, lift your left leg up to the sky. Draw your belly in so you're using your abdominal strength as you slowly lower the left leg down toward the ground. And then slowly bring it back up. And continue to lower and lift. Now lower one more time. When you lift the left leg, drop your right foot to the floor. Grab a hold of your left leg. Take your left hand inside of your left leg, right hand on your right hip bone, and then slowly lower your left leg out to the side. Bring your left leg back up, bending the knee. Set your left ankle across your right thigh. Reach around behind your right leg. Let's take pigeon pose into the left hip. As you draw the legs in toward you, find a nice deep release in your left hip. And when you find a good spot, close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Release, Uncrossing the legs, take your hands on your knees and make circles round and round with your knees. And then switch direction, going around the other way. Now both hands onto the left knee, right leg up to the sky. Again, draw your belly in. Find your deep belly strength as you slowly lower and slowly lift. As you lift the right leg, left foot comes to the floor. Grab behind your right leg and then take your right hand to the inside, left hand on the left hip bone, and the right leg opens out to the side. Bring the right leg back up, bending the knee, ankle across the left thigh. Grab behind the left leg, draw the legs toward you until you find a nice deep release in the right hip. And close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now the fingers slip apart, the legs uncross. With hands on our knees, let's circle round and round. And go the other way. Now set your feet on the floor, spread your arms out wide on the ground. Heel toe your feet away from each other until you feel the edges of your mat right under your feet. And then drop your knees over to the right. And like windshield wipers, bring them up and over to the left. And slowly go side to side. Nice little hip massage, stretch for the belly. One more time to the right, and one last time to the left. And reach around, give your knees a nice hug, and choose the inversion you might enjoy today. You could lay on your back and lift your legs up into the sky. You could push your feet down into the floor as the hips come up in a bridge pose. Or you could lift both your hips and legs up above you in a shoulder stand. Or if you have any other inversions that you're safe with, choose whatever might feel nice today. Find your way there and take a deep breath. and gently begin to find your way back onto your mat again. Once you're back home, hug your knees, rock yourself side to side. Let's step our feet on the floor for fish pose. Slide your hands underneath your hips. And then stretch your legs out straight as you sit up on fingertips. Elbows tucked under the back now. We lean our head back and reach our heart toward the sky. Head lifts back up, and we lay the fish pose gently down. Hands slip out from underneath us. They circle around until they meet in the floor space behind our head. Lace your fingers together. Turn your palms around. Give yourself a head-to-toe stretch. And then reaching down, take hold of your right knee. Cross your right knee all the way over your body to the left, and then turn your head and look to the right. Take a deep breath. Let the left hand slip away to the floor, unrolling the twist, come back onto your back. Before the other side, you may need to straighten your body out a little bit. And once again, extend the arms and the legs for a nice full body stretch. And then reach down, take hold of your left knee. Cross it all the way over to the right and turn your head to the left. Release the right hand, and that last twist rolls you over and lays you down. Center yourself on the mat, and now surrender your body to the floor. We have arrived at our final relaxation. Close your eyes. No more movement now. It's just you and your breath. When I wake up in the morning, I take a deep breath. When I need to make a decision, I take a deep breath. Before I enjoy a meal, I take a deep breath. When I feel like the world is crashing down on me, I take a deep breath. Anytime I have a spare moment, I take a deep breath. When I feel so much joy I could burst, I take a deep breath. When I lie down at the end of the day, I take a deep breath. Sometimes my breath is a prayer. Sometimes my breath is a celebration. Sometimes my breath is a release. Sometimes my breath is survival. Sometimes my breath is gratitude. Sometimes my breath is a reflection. But always, I take a deep breath. take a very deep breath in. And a nice deep exhale out. And create for yourself your own meaningful closure for your experience today. And when you've enjoyed your closure, roll yourself softly over onto your right side. Lay your head on your arm for a moment and linger there in the peaceful feeling that you've created. And finally, let's meet where we began. Find your way back to a comfortable seated position on your mat. Offer your gratitude for your yoga practice today. And then once again, we'll let our head drop down and roll from side to side. We come back to center. Our arms circle up into the sky. Hands meet together above us. And then they come first to our forehead for peaceful thoughts today. And then to our lips for peaceful words. And to our heart for a peaceful heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.